today more than 1,400 Radio Shack stores will start to look more like Sprint stores. It's the latest incarnation for Radio Shack, which filed for bankruptcy in February and was bought by a hedge fund. Mike Regan is editor for Bloomberg News. He's with us. Mike, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So I guess this is the new face of Radio Shack in a way. What are these Sprint Radio Shack stores going to look like?
Well, basically, they will be co-branded, meaning there will be logos for both Sprint and Radio Shack out front. And once you're inside the store, Sprint will occupy about one-third of the retail space. And the rest of the space is going to be sort of your standard Radio Shack store, except much smaller. They're calling it a electronics convenience store. So it's not going to offer all of the items it used to. It'll focus on things like, you know, cell phone chargers and Bluetooth headset devices, the type of things that consumers need in a pinch rather than waiting a couple days to order online. So it'll be basically a very slimmed down version of Radio Shack with Sprint as the focus.
And there's enough demand for that kind of thing, for cell phone chargers and stuff like that, to make the case to have all of this real estate all over the country? And granted, we're talking about 1,435 stores out of about 4,000 Radio Shacks that have existed. But is there really the demand for that?
Well, Sprint really is, you know, just interested in having a retail presence to sell its own services. Like you said, a lot of electronics typically are bought online or at the big box retailers like Best Buy. But as far as cell phones go, it is sort of a different animal. There is sort of a demand for a retail presence to go and sort of shop around devices, test them out, and also discuss what the best plan for you is. Now, you remember, Sprint has been focusing on some lower cost cell phone plans, prepaid plans like Boost and Virgin Mobile. So, you know, at least for cell phones, they're kind of bucking the trend of electronics migrating completely to online sales. And there still does seem to be a demand for a human experience in a retail store to sort of sort out what plan is best for you.
So I see that. There's a reason for this from Sprint's perspective, but I guess from Radio Shack's perspective, is this really the way to stay alive, or is this the beginning of the end of that Radio Shack name? Are these just going to become Sprint stores?
You know, Radio Shack didn't have a lot of options. They filed for bankruptcy protection. So one of the other big options would have been obviously to just liquidate all these stores and just, you know, retire the brand name. So in that sense, this at least keeps the brand name going. And the judge in the case said, you know, that wasn't his main concern, but he did call it a very important consideration that this century-old American brand name and all the jobs associated with these stores be preserved.
One more thing, Mike. More than 20 states are objecting to Radio Shack's proposed sale of personal information of its customers in bankruptcy court. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, basically it involves about 13 million email addresses and about 65 million customer names and physical addresses and phone numbers are also involved. And it really is a question of whether or not they legally can do this. The Attorney General in Texas is leading an objection to that, saying basically Radio Shack had said in their stores, their signs up saying that we pride ourselves on not selling our mailing list to other people. So it's, you know, up to the courts to decide whether or not this, you know, they can legally do this, and you know that's yet to be known.
Yeah, I think I remember giving my old landline telephone to Radio Shack back in the 80s, but I don't know if that number's still in service. Mike Regan, editor for Bloomberg News, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.